Chapter 37. When the second maturity begins to densify its own center, when a second cycle has received its first stable matrix, an architecture reaches a threshold where progression no longer depends only on resumption. It begins to densify its own center. This densification does not signify closure. It signifies that a center becomes capable of containing more without losing its clarity. In other words, what had resumed now becomes denser inwardly. The first term which opens this sequence is the axis of stable, autonomous coherence of second depth. This axis shows that an already autonomous coherence can become deeper without becoming rigid. Coherence no longer limits itself here to maintaining a resumption. It becomes active depth. This axis appears when several stable elements must be contained in one same inner line. From this axis appears the presence of distributive stability of higher resumption. Stability acts here as calm diffusion, but this diffusion keeps an inner density. This presence shows that a mature stability can distribute itself without losing its depth. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of deep matrix convergence of second cycle. Convergence acts here between several already mature matrices, but this convergence takes place in a new depth. It does not only connect, it deepens. This function marks an important threshold. Already stable matrices become compatible at a denser level. When this function exists, appears the center of autonomous active continuity of new density. This center links active continuity and new density. Continuity ceases here to be simple maintenance. It becomes compact center. This center marks the real entry into a second densification. This density leads to the first base of coherent stability of second movement. This term fixes a new foundation. Stability and coherence become common base. But every common base requires a denser inner point, the core of stable autonomous continuity of second coherence. This core marks the point where stable continuity becomes more mature inner coherence. Continuity no longer limits itself here to enduring. It orders itself more finely. From it appears the function of higher regulated stability of new depth. Stability acts here in a greater depth, but this depth remains finely regulated. It does not become heaviness, then forms the field of active autonomous convergence of second widening. The field becomes here particularly revealing. A stable convergence can widen without dispersing itself. This maturity leads to the order of deep stable cohesion of durable resumption. Cohesion ceases here to be simply active. It becomes durable. Finally, this sequence closes on the first matrix of coherent continuity of second cycle. This term is decisive. It signifies that a coherent continuity now possesses its own stable matrix in the second cycle. The second maturity really begins to produce its own center. Chapter 38. When durable maturity becomes higher coherence. When a second maturity has begun to densify its own center, an architecture reaches a threshold where stability no longer limits itself to enduring. It becomes higher coherence. This coherence is not a closure. It corresponds to a new quality of inner holding. In other words, what was simply mature becomes more visibly ordered. The first term which opens this sequence is the axis of deep autonomous stability of second maturity. This axis shows that an already autonomous stability can reach a depth which no longer depends on frequent adjustments. Stability no longer limits itself here to supporting a base. It becomes axis of maturity. This axis appears when several mature elements remain compatible in one same depth. From this axis appears the presence of higher active coherence of dense resumption. Coherence acts here with more density, but this density remains flexible. This presence shows that a stable coherence can gain an intensity without rigidity. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of autonomous matrix convergence of stable depth. Convergence acts here between several already stabilized matrices, but this convergence becomes common depth. It no longer only connects, it stabilizes a higher level. This function marks an important threshold. Several mature structures become compatible in one same stable depth. When this function exists, appears the center of cohesive continuity of second deep threshold. This center links continuity and cohesion. In a threshold become deeper, continuity ceases here to be simply active. It becomes inner cohesion. This center marks a more compact stability. This density leads to the first base of autonomous stability of second maturity. This term fixes a new foundation. An autonomous stability becomes mature base. But every mature base requires a denser inner point. The core of coherent autonomous continuity of deep maturity. This core marks the point where coherent continuity becomes core of real maturity. Continuity no longer limits itself here to enduring, it silently carries. From it appears the function of higher regulated stability of second deepening. Stability acts here in a new deepening, but this action remains finely regulated. It produces no heaviness, then forms the field of active autonomous convergence of stable maturity. The field becomes here particularly revealing. An autonomous convergence can remain stable at a mature level. This maturity leads to the order of deep autonomous, durable cohesion. Cohesion ceases here to be only active. It becomes durably deep. Finally, this sequence closes on the first matrix of coherent stability of second maturity. This term is decisive. It signifies that a coherent stability now possesses a mature matrix. Durable maturity becomes higher coherence. Chapter 39. When higher coherence approaches its complete form, when a higher coherence already possesses its first mature matrix, an architecture reaches a threshold where this coherence no longer limits itself to being stable. It begins to approach its complete form. This approach does not signify that a cycle is finished. It signifies that a structure becomes sufficiently readable to show its form without yet closing itself. In other words, what was deeply coherent becomes more clearly identifiable. The first term which opens the sequence is the axis of autonomous coherence of durable maturity. This axis shows that an already autonomous coherence becomes line of stable duration without losing its inner flexibility. Coherence no longer limits itself here to supporting a whole. It becomes inner axis of durable continuity. This axis appears when several mature elements can remain compatible without notable correction. From this axis appears the presence of deep active stability of second widening. Stability acts here in a depth which continues to widen, but this widening disperses nothing. This presence shows that a deep stability can receive more without loss of inner holding. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of matrix convergence of autonomous maturity. Convergence acts here between several already mature matrices. But this convergence does not only produce unity, it renders a common form visible. This function marks an important threshold. Mature matrices become compatible in a clearly autonomous maturity. When this function exists, appears the center of deep stable continuity of second maturity. This center links stable continuity and mature depth. Continuity ceases here to be simply movement. It becomes silent center of a high coherence. This center marks a very inner density. This density leads to the first base of autonomous cohesion of higher maturity. This term fixes a new foundation. An autonomous cohesion becomes base of a higher level of maturity. But every higher base requires a denser inner point. The core of coherent autonomous stability of durable maturity. This core marks the point where stability and coherence become durable autonomous center. Stability no longer limits itself here to supporting, it remains. From it appears the function of higher regulated continuity of second balance. Continuity acts here in a finer balance, but this balance remains living. It does not become rigidity, then forms the field of deep autonomous convergence of stable maturity. The field becomes here particularly revealing. A deep convergence can remain calm without premature closure. This maturity leads to the order of higher active, durable cohesion. Cohesion ceases here to be simply active. It becomes higher durable stability. Finally, this sequence closes on the first matrix of autonomous continuity of high maturity. This term is decisive. It signifies that an autonomous continuity now possesses a high, clearly identifiable matrix. Higher coherence, approaches its complete form. Chapter 40. When the complete form becomes closed, matrix ready for what follows. When a higher coherence approaches its complete form, there comes a moment where this form ceases to be simply readable. It becomes closed matrix capable of supporting what will come next. This closure is not a stop. It corresponds to a sufficient completeness. In other words, what was still in way of stabilization becomes ready base. The first term which opens this sequence is the axis of deep autonomous stability of high maturity. This axis shows that an already deep stability can become durable axis of a high level of maturity. Stability no longer limits itself here to supporting a coherence. It becomes high line of inner maintenance. This axis appears when several mature elements can remain compatible without visible effort. From this axis appears the presence of higher active coherence of second balance. Coherence acts here in a higher balance. But this balance reduces nothing, it contains more. This presence shows that a mature coherence can maintain a higher level without rigidity. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of autonomous matrix, convergence of elevated maturity. Convergence acts here between several already mature matrices. But this convergence becomes common form. It no longer only connects, it closes a structure. This function marks an important threshold. Several autonomous matrices reach a high compatibility. When this function exists, appears the center of cohesive continuity of high stability. This center links continuity and cohesion at a high level. Continuity ceases here to be simply stable. It becomes high density. This center marks a silent compactness. This density leads to the first base of autonomous stability of complete maturity. This term fixes a new foundation. An autonomous stability reaches a sufficient completeness to serve as final base of the cycle, but every final base requires a terminal inner point, the core of autonomous coherence of complete maturity. This core marks the point where autonomous coherence becomes center of completeness. Coherence no longer seeks here to progress, it rests. From it appears the function of higher regulated stability of partial closure. Stability acts here as flexible closure. But this closure remains regulated. It rigidifies nothing. Then forms the field of deep autonomous convergence of terminal threshold. The field becomes here particularly revealing. A deep convergence reaches a terminal threshold without rupture. This maturity leads to the order of stable cohesion of complete maturity. Cohesion ceases here to be simply active. It becomes complete stable form. Finally, the sequence closes on the first complete matrix of the second movement. This term is decisive. It signifies that the whole cycle, 351 to 400, now possesses its closed matrix. The complete form becomes ready base for what follows.